The Senate Foreign Relations Committee this morning confirmed Condoleezza Rice as the next Secretary of State by a vote of 16-2. Dissenting were Democrats Barbara Boxer and John Kerry. The full Senate is expected to vote on Rice tomorrow. Today's committee vote followed 2 days of sometimes testy confirmation hearings, during which Rice defended her record on the war and made this promise to the Senate.
I can assure you, I will be candid. My assessments may not always be ones with which you agree, but I will tell you what I think.
In fact, several senators strongly disagreed with Rice. During the 2 days of hearings, California Senator Barbara Boxer challenged Rice's candor in the run-up to the war in Iraq.
In spite of everything and all the information that you had, you continued to go out there and make the people feel that somehow going to war against Iraq was our response to 9/11.
Slate columnist Fred Kaplan has been watching the Rice hearings, and he joins us now for his analysis. Fred, it seemed obvious the Democrats put out Boxer as the attack dog during these hearings, but Joseph Biden and John Kerry also had some tough questions for her. How did she defend herself?
Well, she's gotten much better at this. You might remember the 9/11 Commission hearings. She came off pretty disastrously. She's learned since then to finesse questions much better. I would say that when there were exchanges, I thought the questioners made some good points, but Rice gave no ground, really.
And Rice was questioned about whether the administration plans to stay in Iraq, how long the troops will be there, and also whether the administration will turn its eyes towards Iran. And what did she say?
Well, this is what surprised me. Biden was kind of throwing her some softballs just to give her a chance to hit some out of the park, and she didn't. She said, you know, there are these rumors. People ask me all the time, are we staying, or is it that we're going to have the elections and then the new powers are going to kick us out and we'll declare victory and go home? And she didn't really answer that question. She said, I can't judge that. And Biden asked her again about the article by Seymour Hersh in the latest New Yorker that officials, civilians in the Pentagon are pushing for airstrikes on Iran to change the regime. And Biden said, now listen, I'm not going to ask you to confirm the story, but do you believe that airstrikes alone can bring about regime change in a country like Iran? And again, she did not answer the question. She left it almost tantalizingly open and still leaving serious questions as to what this administration's policy is toward both countries.
Did we get a sense from all these evasions you're talking about and anything else that she said over these last 2 days about what the Bush administration's foreign policy will be in the second term?
No, she really didn't. And this frustrated several of the senators that they got no indication either of acknowledgments of mistakes made in the first administration or indications of how things might change in the second. The only thing she did say, she acknowledged weaknesses in our public diplomacy and said she plans to put a lot of effort in that. But you know, Madeline, as a lot of critics have said, no matter how good your public diplomacy is, if you don't have a good policy to sell, you're not going to be able to sell it.
A lot of critics have also said that she will merely be a puppet for the president. And I'm wondering if you agree with that as you've been watching other key appointments to the State Department.
Well, it's unclear. You know, we don't really know exactly what the relationship between the president and National Security Advisor Rice was. She's still going to have to, in the first administration, she did not play bureaucratic politics very well against the likes of Vice President Cheney and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld at all. They are gladiators in the arena of bureaucratic politics, in which she is yet unproved. She does have a direct line to the president. You know, Colin Powell met with Bush every week. Condi Rice will be able to call him on the phone any time. But what she will have to say, there was nothing indicated in these hearings of what she is going to be pushing for that might be substantively different from what the others have been pushing for. It's still very mysterious.
Opinion and analysis from Fred Kaplan. He writes the War Stories column for Slate. Thanks, Fred.
Thank you.